All right, we are back with Ms. Darlene Lancer, clinical psychologist, licensed marriage and family therapist, and attorney. And you're really giving us some great clues. I want to let you all know we will be talking more about self-esteem next week, as I mentioned. But in the meantime, Darlene, if you could share with us some more about your website and what you have to offer for people who are looking for more information, and then close out for us with just a tip that you want to leave us with.
Okay. So my website, again, is whatiscodependency.com. You can't remember that. It's all one word. Just put in my name, DarleneLancer.com. And on there I have links to YouTube and my YouTube channel, and also other interviews and talks I've given on self-esteem and other matters, and a blog that a monthly blog that touches a lot of these topics. And I have an ebook called How to 10 Steps to Self-Esteem, The Ultimate Guide to Stop Self-Criticism. And I have a webinar for purchase called How to Raise Your Self-Esteem. So they're all on my website. The ebook is also on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And I mentioned how to stop self-criticism because that is one of the biggest obstacles to improving self-esteem. People are not aware of how negatively they speak of themselves, talk themselves out of things, and Karen Horn and I coined the term tyranny of the shoulds. So people should on themselves a lot. And that's a way to lower your self-esteem. It's like what you should have done, what you should do, what you shouldn't do, all of that. It's a lot of judgment. And I mentioned comparing yourself with other people. So that's another way to put yourself down. So important tip I have for people is to every day write down all your negative self-talk, because you can't change what you're not aware of. And I have many clients who think their self-esteem is fine and aren't even aware of their negative self-talk. But once they start doing this, they're shocked and a little embarrassed of how much negativity they're putting, and then they wonder why they're depressed, why they don't have confidence. So that's what I recommend people to do. And then that's the first step in the 10 steps, and then there's 9 others to go about overcoming self-criticism.